You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Good morning and welcome to the Irish Racing Podcast. On this Thursday morning, August the 18th, I'm Andy Holding, looking ahead towards the Killarney card this evening, where we've got some excellent action for you. We've got three races on the flat, the highlight coming in the shape of the Kingdom Gold Cup at 6:20, and four over jumps as well, where the best race on the card has to be the 7:20 for novices, a really competitive affair, of which several have decent chances on the pick of their form. But we begin with a two-year-old contest over the extended mile at 5:20. We've got a fairly shortish price favourite here in the shape of Birds of Prey from the John Ox stable, who ran well here on his second start when he finished a credible third behind a really nice horse of Ger Lyons. He's called Boyfriend Brian. Back in second was Eagle Spirit, who gives the form a good solid look to it. And the way he kept on in the latter stages once headed over a furlong out suggests to me that he should have no problem stepping back up in trip, and of course he's got that all important run at the track under his belt. But at the same time, it wouldn't surprise me if we saw a massive turnaround in fortunes from Wings of Eagles, who ran very green on its debut at Galway at the festival on the 29th of July. Basically hung its chances away, was very green round the home bend, didn't really know what it was doing, but didn't I finish the race off quite nicely, you know. And usually when Aidan O'Brien's horses run in that fashion, they tend to improve quite markedly from the first run to the second. I do think he'll be better, of course, going left-handed as well, so that should help his steering. And he's the one that I would probably back at the prices this morning as the most likely one to put it up to Birds of Prey, who looks very solid in the market around about the 6-4 mark. So Wings of Eagles, with the potential of improving quite significantly off that first run, is the token choice in race number one.
Race two.
On to race two then. A very competitive looking handicap we have here on offer. And at time of recording, number 11, Emily Square, is a non-runner. Now that does put the cat amongst the pigeons for me here, because I've been waiting for a horse called 10 Star Lion to run for quite a while, ever since he put in a miraculous performance when chasing home the very well handicapped Intrepid Prince at Nace on his last start. He was last turning into the home straight and he absolutely flew down the outside. He had the best sectional times of the day, and I marked him down as a horse that's miles better than his 49 current handicap mark. It's just been a case of basically Pat Walsh trying to get a race for him and trying to get him into a contest. Now, hopefully, like I say, with that non-runner Emily Square not being in the lineup, this horse gets a chance to strut his stuff here tonight. And I'm expecting a decent run from 10 Star Lion. I think he's a horse to follow, because I think he's a much better horse than what current rating suggests. And if he does get in as first reserve, and there's no reason why Pat Flynn won't run him, then he's the automatic choice. If he doesn't run, then I'd probably stick with the obvious one, Kublai, who represents the best form currently coming into this race. Good second in the day behind McGuigan, off the back of two good runs the time before. He's very much a speed figure horse, and drawn in stall one from an inform yard, Kublai would be the automatic choice if 10 Star Lion, the first reserve, doesn't get into the race.
Race number three.
On to race three then, the most expensive or most prestigious prize on the card, €29,000 up for grabs here for this Kingdom Gold Cup. And the locally trained Abraham is the one I quite like here from the Shea Barry stable. This horse was rather unfortunately disqualified here four starts ago when his jockey failed to weigh in with the correct weight, but he won quite readily that night, beating the short price favourite Jocular. And he's done absolutely nothing wrong in his three subsequent races. He went to Leopardstown and finished placed on that occasion behind Mandatario. Another good run over 2 miles behind Papa's Way in a very strongly run race at the Curragh on Irish Derby weekend. And then, of course, that really good run in the Galway Premier handicapper of a mile and a half behind Golden Spear, which contained a whole host of in-form horses on that particular occasion. And considering he came from some way off the pace over a trip that was a little bit too short for him, he did really well to finish second. He goes back to the scene of his previous win. We do know he acts on the track. He's got a decent draw and he's got the enforcer on Declan McDonough. William Hill have gone a whopping 6-1 tonight, and that looks an absolute crazy each way price. So let's get heavily involved in Abraham in the 6:20.
Race 4.
Right, the first of the jump races comes up then in the shape of this 2 mile, 1 furlong handicap chase. And the obvious one here, and the obvious starting point, is King's Wharf. And that is the selection from the Willie Mullins stable. Willie often gets a horse that improves through the ranks from lower beginnings. And this one fits that particular bill. A huge and impressive winner here over hurdles. Two starts ago when he beat the very much in form at the time, Ice Slip. And then he went over fences last time out at Wexford. And even though he managed to win by 3 3/4 lengths, he did incredibly well to survive a horrendous mistake down the back straight. It just says mistake next in the form comments, but literally it was a judderer. And he went from second or third to probably about fifth or sixth, and he looked as though he'd lost all chance. But he rallied to the course quite comfortably, and he got back into the race with effortless ease and won basically as you like. So I do think he's much better than the 109 rating that he's currently got, even though he's £14 higher, because I thought he won with a good deal more in hand, as I said it. That Wexford performance suggests. So still think the handicap has got some way to go to catch up with King's Wharf. Ruby Walsh is back on board. We know he goes well around the track, and if he can avoid any kind of blunders on this occasion, he should win this race quite comfortably tonight, because largely he's up against an exposed bunch of rivals.
Race 5.
On to race number 5 then, and this is definitely the most mouth-watering contest on the card. A decent novices chase for this time of year. Brings together several that have already locked horns. And the one I expect to come out on top here is Dean's Road from the Henry de Bromhead stable. A really likeable son of Golan, who made an excellent start to his chasing career when winning at Limerick. 2 starts back in May, jumping really well from the head of affairs. Never really looked like getting beat. Similar tactics were employed last time out when he came here in a very good novices chase. He ended up finishing third behind Sandy Mount Duke and Vasa Montague, but that's fantastically good form, very solid. And he had the previous winner, Tiger Roll, back in fourth. And considering that he made the run in that day and went a real good gallop, he just didn't quite get home. And you'd have to suggest that if it hadn't have rained, it's a good in the form car, but he was definitely on the soft side by the time they ran that race. And he wasn't pestered for the early lead. He would have won, I think, quite comfortably on that occasion. Therefore, dropping back in trip on much better ground tonight, I think he's going to be very difficult to beat, providing he doesn't get pestered for the front by Talk the Lingo, who made all the running to win at a big price at the Galway Festival last time out. So I'm really keen on this Dean's Road here. I think he's a nice horse in the making. And at 9-4 with William Hill this morning, he represents fair value to lead it out from the front in race number 5.
Race number 6.
On to race 6 then, again another very competitive handicap chase. I'm prepared to take a chance on Charles Burns' Not For You, who ran really well last time in Kilbeggan. I actually thought he'd run much better than I predicted on the podcast I did that night, because he was stepping up from 2 miles to 3 miles 1, and I had my reservations that, you know, this horse would get the trip. And even though he didn't quite see it out all the way to the line, he travelled supremely well throughout. And it certainly did enough to suggest that a drop back to 2.5 miles won't be any problem for this 8-year-old. I know he hasn't still won a race over fences, but it's certainly not through the lack of trying. And if he can tidy up his jumping a little bit, sometimes he can be a bit clumsy, then he should take all the beating here, particularly as Davy Russell's in the plate. And if anyone can get a horse around jumping soundly, it's the master Davy Russell. So Not For You, dropping back in trip, is the choice in race number 6.
And the final race.
The final race then, which is a decent looking bumper where we've got 4 horses all vying for favouritism here. Obviously one from Willie Mullins' stable, Seket Non, who could literally be anything. But the 3 with already forming the boards are the ones that I'd probably just concentrate on here. And I think Fox Earth and Copernicus are 2 nice horses for the future. Particularly Fox Earth, who caught the eye down in Limerick on his debut behind one of Gordon Elliott's. Albeit he got beat 10 lengths in the end, he certainly shaped as though he should be a good deal more streetwise for the run. And considering that there was very heavy rain before the race and it made the ground a bit more testing that this horse probably would have desired, I thought it was a really decent effort by Henry Bromhead's chart. So he's the number one choice. But I'd also pay close attention to Copernicus, who ran well behind subsequent Galway bumper winner Mountain Rock here on his last start, looking a little bit one-paced in the latter stages. I think they'll probably make a little bit more use of him on this occasion because he was outspeeded rather than anything else. So those are my two that I'd concentrate on in the last. Fox Earth would be the number one pick, just ahead of Copernicus. Okay, that's it for today on Thursday, August the 18th. I'm Andy Holding, signing off until tomorrow, where we've got two Irish meetings for you. I haven't decided which one we'll do yet, but it'll either be Kilbegan or Killarney. So do stay tuned for the podcast tomorrow morning. It's bye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.